This is Marcy Schuler for 307 Net Radio, and I'm here today with Anita Bartlett. She's a candidate for the Johnson County School Board number 1. Well, welcome, Anita.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great. So first of all, let's just start off letting the people know, what prompted you to run for the school board position now?
Running for the school board position right now, it's always been a goal to serve the community of mine in some capacity. And I've had some transition in my life, and I've let go of some activities, and not that I find myself with free time, but I find myself with time in which I can give back to my community in some way. And I have been involved in 4-H since I moved to Johnson County, Boys and Girls Club, church groups. And so I've always been involved with the youth, and so the school district having an opening position, or 4 open positions, seemed like a good fit at the time, and I look forward to it if I get elected to finding a way to improve our kids' education. So really it was just a having time.
Great. Well, it does take some time.
Yes, that's what I hear.
So tell us, what previous experience or qualifications do you have that you think will benefit you in being a board member?
Well, I've never served on a school district, but I have for the last 16 and a half years worked for a special district. So the Powder River Conservation District serves the southern half of Johnson County, and its conservation and natural resource needs. And like a school board, it is a special district and it has a lot of the same governing rules. And our Conservation District Association puts together a certification training where we go to Cheyenne and we spend 4 days learning special district law. And so I think that is an advantage that I have, a qualification, you know, public meetings or open meetings, public records, employment law, public officials' ethics, archiving requirements. Those are all things that we're supposed to know. And the other thing that I think is kind of a good requirement is an FFA. In high school, I was vice president, which serves as a parliamentarian, and I provided that same skill set in college to several clubs, and I think parliamentary procedure is something that we're losing, especially within our special districts. And I think if you can't run a meeting, it's very hard to accomplish business.
I'm a real fan of parliamentary procedure, so you're singing to the choir.
Yeah. I've actually gone to other special districts and taught parliamentary procedure. I love it that much. And going to meetings sometimes, I just have to sit in the back and bite my tongue. But
well, it really, really does help. I mean, yeah. For people who aren't very familiar with it, it's a pretty amazing tool.
Yeah. Then the only other thing is I'm very involved in the school system in KC, a little bit in Buffalo, but not as much, just because we provide Ag in the Classroom for our conservation district, and so there's a district in Buffalo that provides that up here. And so I'm in the schools with the kids and the teacher, and I just have that relationship. And sometimes having that relationship, you can kind of get an idea of what they're needing or not getting within the system. So
let's talk a little bit more about yourself. Would you describe yourself as a conservative, a moderate, or a progressive type of person? And maybe an example to kind of give us an idea of like who you are.
So I really struggled with this question when it came out and the questions that we got to answer, because the school board is a bipartisan seat. And so I really think that as a board of trustee member, you have to put your political views aside and look at the research and the information you're giving and just make objective decisions. And so it depends on the situation. I could fall in any 3 of those categories.
So that's an interesting answer, because I found myself in the same position.
Yeah.
You start to think about things differently when you learn all sides.
Yeah. And so I can't come out and say I'm one way or another in this particular situation.
Okay. So what will you do to make sure that you are the best possible school board member? What do you see as the most important qualities, talents, or characteristics of a school board member?
I think being open-minded. If you go in with a set of views on a subject You're not willing to look at the information given. And maybe your opinion that you hold near and dear is not right. So I think being open-minded, willing to learn, and then being open to people. I sometimes am not the best people person. I'm an introvert at heart, and I'm forced into an extroverted world. And so I think just being willing to be open to people coming and talking to you and discussing those issues that are hard-hitting that they feel are affecting their kids, and being willing to work with them and a teacher, or them and the superintendent, them and the principal, and make sure that, you know, chain of command is. But I just think being open-minded, knowledgeable, and willing to learn, and a good communicator and listener. So
every board member's voice is important. There's 9 members on the Johnson County School Board, and you're just one of those voices. And sometimes you won't agree with the majority and you'll be outvoted. How will you personally, how will you deal with that?
So I've worked on boards before, and I think that sometimes you are going to be in the minority. You know, sometimes you're going to be in the majority. But I think if you go through the process, and at the end of the day, everyone's had their voice, everyone's listened to everyone, you can dislike the decision, but at the end of the day, you still have to do what's best for the kids. And so some of those things I think about is I served as the president of our Conservation District Employees Association, and we are actually a 14-member board.
That's a big board.
That covers all the employees in our association. And, you know, as president, you don't get to vote. And so you see the things that are happening, and you just hope you can guide and do the best you can. But, yeah, I think you just have to agree to disagree and go on to the next topic and do what's best for the kids.
So coming up, I really believe our school board is going to have some tough decisions. You know, we're coming into a little less flush economic market. And let's talk a little bit about money. Are there specific areas that you personally would try to prioritize for cuts, or places where you would say, no, absolutely, we can't cut here, you know, if the district has to cut something?
You know, I don't know if there's any specific areas I would say, let's cut this, without looking at a budget and looking at what's benefiting the kids and the teachers. I'm just not that well-versed. But I have found, and granted it's not on the scale of a school board district, but we still do a budget at the Conservation District. This last couple years, it was $2.2 million. When I started, it was $50,000. And so you just get creative, and you do less with more. You look for different sources of funding. And so I can't say right away, but I do think the places we need to look at keeping money is maintenance of the buildings, the facilities, the buildings, the buses, just because if we don't have those, we can't get kids. We can't teach kids without a building. We can't get kids to school or to activities. And our teachers, because without the teachers, we don't have anyone to teach the kids. But outside of, you know, those are very important because you need them for the kids. I can't say that I would cut or put money in a specific spot without looking at the budget.
And the school's budget is super complicated.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a crazy thing to learn, but you will. So schools are expected to deliver much more than just classroom education. Do you have ideas about where the school should focus, what the priorities should be?
I really think that, you know, first and foremost, wow, I'll get that out. You know, we need to look at our basics, our reading, writing, English, math, science, just because those are the core things everyone should know. But I think we still need to focus on those, you know, wood shop, metal shop, FFA, or agribate-related classes, the business classes, because those are what kids take their cores with to the electives to decide what they want to do in life. Because if you have a kid that is horrible at math but a phenomenal artist, if they don't have that avenue to look at, they're just going to feel like they're without purpose. And so I think even though the cores are very important, those electives are still the creative outlet that gets those kids in school. And so, I don't know, I think they're all important. And I, when it's time to make the hard decisions and say you have to cut a music class or cut an art class, it's one of those I have as hard of time thinking about doing as I would cutting science.
Well, we've really covered quite a few topics and different, you know, avenues of discussion. And I just wonder, are there other issues that you really would like to talk about and have the public know, you know, this is Anita Bartlett, this is why you should vote for me?
I guess, you know, one of the, I guess, questions Kate Manison sent questions to us to get us thinking, I think, really about what we wanted to do as school board members if we were elected. One of the big priorities, and it's just because I've seen it down in KC, and I've also know that there's some issues, is, and I think they're in the process, I've been kind of following the school board, is a long-term plan on how to maintain the facilities. You know, in KC, the fire suppression system went out, and the boiler went out, and it was quite the chaos mess up at the school. I think there was an air conditioner that went out of one of the schools up here, and if there's a plan that, you know, KC was brand new when I moved to, or KC, the KC school was brand new when I moved there, so 17 years, that school is going to start needing some fixing up, which means the bus barns have been there that long, you know. These other schools that are, I don't know when they were built up here in Buffalo, I know the high school is not as old as our high school, but they're going to need maintenance, and I think without a plan, we don't know how to budget for that. The other thing, and I just, it's from talking to people, I think we really need to look at doing a objective, I don't want to say enforceable, but an accountable evaluation of all staff, from the principal to the groundskeeper, that says this is how you're doing, if you need improvement, this is how we get there, just an accountable evaluation, because I know as an employee where I'm at, I get a review every year, and my board says, this is where you're doing good, this is where you need to work, and it has made me a better employee. And I think if we don't have something like that in place, our teachers aren't growing. So, and maybe it's one of those at that evaluation, they say, I need more of this education to help my kids here. But yeah, those are just two that I can think of. And then until you dig in and know what else is going on in the school district. Especially since I don't know, I do tend to stay in the southern end of the county because I'm super busy there. I don't know what else, you know, up here, you know, New West is a new school. What do they need to keep going? Because I think that is a phenomenal avenue for kids. We have a young gal from KC that's coming up here, and she just loves it to death. And it's an avenue for her to get an education that she might have struggled to get otherwise. And so what can we do to keep that, you know, program going? And so, yeah, I don't know that I have any real priorities other than providing the best education. I guess as far as who I am, most people would call me the picture lady.
The picture lady.
So I I used to be a hidden talent. It's not so hidden anymore. I take photos, and the KC Boys, I volunteer there to take pictures for the paper, which has evolved into, I think I'm at every sporting event, school activity to take pictures of the kids. And the kids are always like, how long is it going to take you to post pictures?
Oh, that's cool.
So my Facebook page is dedicated to all of the kids in KC, pretty much. And then my dog, Emma.
That sounds like a pretty good couple of subjects.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no, I have lived in KC for 17 and a half years. I moved here from Nebraska after getting a bachelor's of science degree from Chadron State College in range management, livestock production, and rangeland business. I started out as an education major and decided that maybe teaching wasn't the right avenue for me. While I love kids, I didn't think it was something I could do every day. I grew up on a farm/ranch in the middle of Nebraska. and I've lived in 5 states, and I love to travel. I don't know that that has anything to do with being on the school board, but that kind of is who I am. I love to garden, and I live right in KC, and so I have learned that the school is the heart and the hub of the community, and so while I don't have kids of my own, there's a good chunk of them that call me Auntie Nita. And they're my kids, even if I have to send them home at the end of the day.
Sometimes I think that's a little easier.
It really is.
Well, good luck in the election November 8th. And we've been having a discussion with Anita Bartlett, who is a candidate for the Johnson County School Board number 1. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us.
Yes, and thank you for having me and doing the forum. I really appreciate the opportunity to reach out and talk to people.